Welcome to MakingAScene.org presents a deep dive. Today, we're tackling a challenge that, well, I think resonates deeply with nearly every independent musician out there. If you're creating music today, you know the drill, right? The expectation isn't just write incredible songs, perform them flawlessly. No, you're also supposed to be like a top-tier marketer, a skilled graphic designer, a social media guru, a data analyst, all rolled into one. It's just this enormous weight constantly draining your most precious resource, your time. But what if there was a way to lift a lot of that burden? What if you could transform weeks of that relentless marketing effort into, well, mere minutes?
And that's exactly what we want to dive into today. That's our mission here. We're going to explore how artificial intelligence, AI, isn't just some, you know, tech novelty. It's actually becoming a fundamental game changer. Think of it as your tireless digital assistant for music marketing. And crucially, we're not talking about AI replacing your unique artistic voice or like your creative spark. Not at all. Instead, it's about strategically supercharging your ability to reach fans, build that loyal community, and carve out a sustainable career. On your own terms. What's truly revolutionary, I think, is how AI fundamentally levels the playing field. It makes professional-level marketing just incredibly accessible to everyone, you know? Regardless of your budget or if you've ever done marketing before, this isn't just about being more efficient. It's really about empowerment.
Okay, that's a really powerful way to frame it, AI as a partner democratizing skills. But let's ground this for a second. For an artist listening right now who's maybe a bit skeptical or, frankly, just feeling utterly overwhelmed, what's the real pain point here? Why is this wearing all the hats reality such a fundamental issue in today's music world?
Oh, it's a huge problem. It's the sheer number of roles you just mentioned.
Right.
You know, historically, artists signed to major labels, they had whole departments for this stuff, a promotion team, an advertising team, graphic designers, social media managers, publicists. The list goes on. They amplify the music. Indie artists just don't have that luxury. You're expected to do it all. And honestly, that's just not sustainable for most people. It means less time for writing, less time for performing, often less time for really connecting with fans because you're just bogged down in admin and promo tasks. The real crunch was you either had to spend a fortune hiring help or sacrifice your creative energy trying to become an expert in like six different non-musical fields.
Right. So it's not just about doing things faster. It sounds like you're saying it enables indie artists to do things that were previously, well, almost impossible for them, at least not without dropping serious cash or spending years learning marketing from scratch. So this isn't just a productivity boost. It's like a whole new way of operating.
Exactly. It's a fundamental shift. You go from being the task doer to being the chief creative and marketing director of your own music career. AI stepped in almost like having a full marketing team right there at your fingertips, 24/7. Now, its power isn't about writing your next song that's still your genius, your magic. Instead, it's about democratizing those really high-cost, high-skill marketing functions. Things like professional copywriting, slick graphic design, data-driven ad targeting. AI can give you a working blueprint, maybe a month's worth of marketing ideas in minutes, and it's a blueprint you then personalize. You add your story, your voice, you're directing the strategy, not just executing tasks.
And that means, for you, the independent musician listening, you could actually sit down and map out a month of compelling social media posts. You could draft engaging personal emails to your fans, create pretty sophisticated ad campaigns, design professional-looking visuals, and do all of that in maybe a single afternoon with just your laptop and Wi-Fi. Suddenly, you're operating with a level of strategic backup that used to belong only to the big labels. Okay, so with that groundwork laid, the why this matters, let's get practical. What are some of the actual AI tools artists are using right now to make this happen? Let's think of them like a specialized toolkit, maybe. Each one good for a specific job in your marketing plan.
Yeah, exactly. It's a powerful toolkit, and the great thing is how accessible many of them are becoming. First up, you got to talk about ChatGPT. This is really like your creative brainstorming partner, almost limitless. You can prompt it for, say, entire content calendars, fresh ideas for engaging fans, or even drafting full social media campaigns from the ground up. It's fantastic for just getting those initial ideas flowing. It's like having your own personal content strategist, helping you mock up campaign ideas in minutes. Then, once you have those ideas, you need words, right? Compelling copy for promos, ads. And that's where something like Jasper shines. Jasper is more specialized in crafting that polished, professional ad copy, persuasive marketing language. It helps you phrase your message so it really connects with who you're trying to reach, gives you that high-level polish without the high-level agency price tag. And visuals are huge, obviously. For that, Canva AI is an absolute game changer. It helps you create professional-looking social posts, really striking posters, even designs for your merch that all feel cohesive.
And what's really cool is its ability to automatically resize those visuals for different platforms.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah. TikTok, Instagram stories, Facebook. It keeps your brand looking consistent everywhere without you spending hours fiddling with formats. It's like having a graphic designer who just gets your vibe instantly. Then there's a tool like Lately.ai, which is super smart for repurposing content. Imagine you have like one big piece of content, maybe a long interview video or some behind-the-scenes footage. Lately.ai can analyze that, pull out the interesting bits, and instantly break it down into dozens of smaller, bite-sized posts optimized for different platforms.
Wow, so turning one thing into many.
Exactly. It maximizes the life of your content. You always have something fresh without creating from scratch constantly. And for nurturing your actual fan base, your core people. MailChimp now has AI tools built right in. These can help you draft engaging newsletters and announcements so you can keep up that personal communication with your core audience, make sure your messages feel warm and inviting, and deliver them effectively at scale without spending hours writing each one by hand. And finally, something that used to be really exclusive to major labels, making decisions based on data. You can use data platforms like Chartmetric or Musio. These tools give you crucial insights. Who are your fans? Where do they live? How do they listen? This is invaluable for guiding your ad targeting, making sure every marketing dollar you spend is working efficiently and reaching the people most likely to connect with your music.
Okay, these tools sound incredibly powerful on their own. But I can imagine an artist thinking, great, another bunch of platforms to learn and manage. Does juggling all these different AIs become its own bottleneck? Is there a sort of best practice for making them work together? Or is it better to just pick one or two to start?
That's a really good question. And yeah, you don't want to get overwhelmed. The key is to think of them less as separate silos and more like connected parts in a single workflow. You definitely don't need to master them all overnight. Start small. Pick one or two that tackle your biggest headaches right now. Maybe ChatGPT for content ideas and Canva AI for the visuals. That's a great starting point. As you get comfortable, you'll naturally start seeing how the output from one tool can feed right into the next. Like your ChatGPT calendar tells you what to post, Canva AI designs the visual for that post, and maybe Lately.ai turns a video related to that post into smaller clips.
Ah, okay. So they build on each other.
Exactly. It turns what could feel fragmented into a more streamlined, strategic process. And honestly, the learning curve for many of these is surprisingly gentle. They're designed to be pretty intuitive.
That makes a lot more sense, thinking system, not just apps. Okay, to really make this concrete, let's paint a picture. Let's imagine an indie artist. Let's call her Mia. She's got a brand new indie folk single coming out. She's pretty new to AI. And she's got just one free afternoon. That's it, one afternoon to build a full marketing plan. This feels like a real scenario for so many artists, right? High pressure. So let's walk through Mia's afternoon step by step. What could she actually achieve? Let's see the results.
Absolutely, let's do it. So Mia sits down, opens up ChatGPT. She types in a clear, simple prompt. Make me a 14-day Instagram and TikTok posting calendar for my new indie folk single. Include captions, hashtags, and ideas for images or short videos. And boom, in seconds, ChatGPT spits out a full, organized plan. It suggests things like a teaser video, maybe a post sharing the story behind the song, a countdown to release day, even prompts for asking fans for their reactions once it's out. The impact right there is massive. Mia went from maybe feeling stuck, staring at a blank page, to having 2 weeks of structured creative content ideas instantly. She's basically acting as her own content strategist, even if she's never done it before. Okay, step two. Mia needs ad copy. She heads over to Jasper. She knows she wants to run some Facebook ads, maybe Instagram too. So she tells Jasper, write 3 versions of the Facebook ad promoting an indie folk single called River's Edge. Keep it emotional. Focus on storytelling. Target fans of artists like, say, The Lumineers or Bon Iver. Jasper quickly generates variations. Maybe one is like, discover the song that captures the quiet beauty of late night reflection. Listen to River's Edge today. Another might be more evocative. If you love heartfelt lyrics and acoustic vibes that paint a picture, this one's for you. New indie folk, single River's Edge, out now.
Wow, multiple options just like that.
Exactly. And this is huge. Mia instantly has several professional ad options ready for testing, just like a big marketing team would do. She can A-B test them, see what resonates, and optimize her campaign. Right, copy's done. Now visuals. Mia opens up Canva AI. She prompts it. Design a warm, earthy Instagram story and maybe a poster for a single called River's Edge. Needs acoustic and folk vibes. Think natural textures, maybe handwritten fonts. Canva immediately suggests these beautiful layouts, rustic colors, organic textures, fitting fonts. Mia just drops in her own photo, maybe tweaks a color or two, and suddenly she has professional graphics that look like she hired a designer. And the best part, Canva automatically resizes everything perfectly for TikTok, Instagram, Stories, Facebook. All that formatting hassle, gone. Her brand looks consistent everywhere. Next, Mia thinks, how can I get more out of content I already have? She remembers that behind-the-scenes rehearsal video she shot on her phone. She uploads it to Lately.ai. The AI analyzes the video, finds interesting moments, and bam, turns that one longer video into maybe 10 TikTok-ready clips. Complete with catchy captions like, late-night songwriting vibes for River's Edge, or first time playing this one live raw emotion.
That's incredible. Daily content from one video.
Pretty much. No complex editing skills needed on Mia's part. It's her authentic process, just chopped into bite-sized shareable pieces. Constant engagement fuel. Okay, next up. Talking to your core fans, Mia uses the MailChimp AI assistant. She gives it a simple instruction. Write a friendly email announcing my new indie folk single, River's Edge. Make it warm, personal. Ask fans to share their thoughts. The AI drafts a really nice starting point, something like, hey everyone, I've been working on something close to my heart, pouring my soul into every note, and it's finally ready, my new single, River's Edge. Then Mia jumps in, adds her own personal story about writing the song, maybe during a rainy night in the cabin, makes it truly her, hits send. That ensures that engaging personal connection with her core fans, it deepens those crucial relationships. And finally, before she spends a dime on those ads she wrote, Mia makes a really smart, data-driven move. She checks a platform like Chartmetric. She looked at where her current listeners are actually located. And she discovers, maybe surprisingly, that most of her streams are coming from Chicago and Austin.
Ah, specific locations.
Exactly. Yeah. Incredibly valuable intel. So instead of just blasting her ads everywhere, spreading her budget thin, she pivots. She tells Facebook and Instagram to target her ads specifically to people in Chicago and Austin. That means incredibly efficient spending. Her money goes directly to reaching the people most likely to listen, share, and maybe even come to a future show. Mia's now making strategic calls like a seasoned marketing pro.
And just like that, wow. In one single afternoon, Mia's built this complete professional data-backed marketing plan. We're talking a two-week social calendar, multiple ad versions, slick graphics, a batch of short videos, a personalized fan newsletter, and targeted ads. She did all of this without needing prior design chops, advanced copywriting skills, or spending hours just struggling and second-guessing. This really shows where the power of AI shines, doesn't it? It's not just about saving time. It fundamentally builds confidence. It empowers indie musicians to step into that strategic role they maybe couldn't access before. Okay, so these tools are clearly amazing for efficiency, for strategy, but there's that crucial human element, right? We can't forget that. If AI is doing so much of the heavy lifting with content creation and planning, how do artists make sure their unique voice, their soul still comes through? How do you avoid sounding, well, generic or artificial?
That is the absolute key question. And the answer is simple. You are still the most important ingredient. You are indispensable. AI gives you the framework, the structure, maybe the polished surface. But the artist, you have the heart, the unique fingerprint. Fans connect with your personal stories, your quirks, your personality, the genuine passion behind the music. So it's vital to take those AI drafts and personalize them. Tweak the captions until they sound exactly like you would speak. Maybe add your unique slang or an inside joke with your fans or just a turn of phrase that's very you. You need to drop in those unique behind-the-scenes photos only you can capture. And most importantly, share your authentic story behind the music in a way only you can. Think about learning to prompt the AI prompt engineering as a new skill. You're guiding the AI to mimic and amplify your authentic voice, not just generate generic stuff. Don't just copy and paste. Adapt it. Infuse it with you.
I like that. AI is maybe the super efficient architect, drawing the blueprints and building the house frame. But you, the artist, you're the one who furnishes it, paints the wall of your color, hangs your photos, fills it with life. You make it feel like home. It's about being the director, the curator, not just hitting generate.
Exactly. So wrapping this up, the core message here feels really clear, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
AI isn't some far off future thing. It's here. It's accessible, and it's saving indie artists countless hours. It's building immense confidence and seriously upgrading their strategic game. You don't need a huge budget or deep tech knowledge or years of marketing classes to get started. With just a few simple steps and honestly a willingness to explore, even someone totally new to marketing can put together a professional, data-driven strategy. You can truly act like the CEO of your own music career.
And for you listening right now, what this all fundamentally means is potentially more time. More time to do what you actually love, making your music, creating, and genuinely connecting with the people who care about it. The industry has definitely changed, no doubt about it. But with AI in your corner, the power is undeniably shifting. It's empowering the independent artist to compete on a field that felt pretty tilted for a long time.
Which leads to, maybe, a provocative thought for you to mull over. How can you leverage these powerful, accessible AI tools not just to market your music more effectively, but to truly lead your music career, to become the visionary director of your whole artistic enterprise? What new creative paths or maybe deeper, more authentic fan connections could open up for you if a chunk of that administrative and promotional weight was just lifted?
The potential is just incredible, isn't it? AI for indie musicians, truly transformative stuff. Don't forget to go to makingascene.org for more great articles like this.